Good morning and welcome to Score Values on 670 The Score. I'm your host, Alex Kuhn. Today I will tell you about three fantastic festivals coming up this weekend that help, with proceeds going to help fund community projects throughout the year.
We now welcome Mickey Gordon, the Executive Director of River North Residents Association, to Score Values. Mickey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Alex. Great. How are you today?
I'm doing very well, and I'm very excited. The 22nd annual Taste of River North coming up Friday and Saturday this week, July 18th and 19th. What is in store for this year's event?
Well, we're really excited about our event. This started out many years ago as a simple block party with folks bringing potluck and gathering together to celebrate our neighborhood. And today, River North has changed so much. It's big and booming. And the festival's just a way for us to celebrate our beautiful neighborhood and, you know, showcase some of our restaurants and let people come and enjoy with family, friends, and neighbors. Our great food, shop merchants and artists, and enjoy some great bands. So we will be on Well Street between Superior and Ontario on Friday the 18th from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. and on Saturday, July 19th from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. And you can find out more about us at tasteofrivernorth.com if anyone wants to look that up. So we've got a lot of great things. First of all, it's family friendly. So bring the kids. We've got a kids zone. The kids zones will be Friday from 5 to 8 and Saturday from 11 to 7. And again, that's on the website too. But we've got all the bouncy houses and we'll have some activities. So, and we'll have some arcade games. So it's really a fun time for the kids as well. And those of us furry pet friends, we have a dog parade on Saturday morning, and this is our third annual, always a big hit, and you can register for that online. Again, if we go to tasteofrivernorth.com, there are potential to win prizes. We've got small, medium, and large dog categories, as well as rescue dog and best costume. And Alex, we have some incredibly cute costumes that show up at this. So we're looking forward to our pet parade, which will start at 11. And again, that's in the footprint of the Taste. And every entry will get a goodie bag for the pups. So looking forward to our dog parade, come one, come all. And it's best to register online for that because we move pretty quickly the day of. You can imagine with 100 plus dogs, it can get pretty busy. Friday night, we have tastings between 6:30 and 9, wine and spirits, $20 in advance, $25 on the site. And again, you can register for that online.
Outstanding stuff. All kinds of things coming up at the Taste of River North on Friday and Saturday of this week. And let's, before we get to any of the other stuff, because I'm sure there are plenty of people interested in the dog parade, what about the vendors? This is a tasting event, and of course, plenty of great restaurants from the area are going to be there.
Yeah. Well, Contemporary Greek Fair never disappoints. Oddly, I should say. Fogo de Chao, a Brazilian steakhouse. Lure Fish Bar, who, if you know, has been there each year with their lobster roll, and this year we'll have shrimp ceviche and cantaloupe aqua fresca. Hubbard Inn will be there with ribeye steak sandwiches and Cubanos and burgers. Moe's Cantina with skirt steak and al pastor tacos and chicken tingle tacos. We've got Pokistan, Tiambo boba dessert, blue agave, soul taco, and Chick-fil-A. Oh. So those are our main restaurants. The food is absolutely delicious, and there's plenty of it.
That is outstanding. And then there's you mentioned the wine and spirit tasting, and what's the information on that, and where can people find out more information on how to register?
Sure. At tasteofrivernorth.com, you'll see a menu item for the tastings, and you can go right to that and register there. We haven't actually posted the actual wine and spirit what brands are on there yet. It'll be posted later this week, but you really can't go wrong. We have up there what we tasted last year, and it's just a great time for, again, from 6:30 to from 6 to 9:30, and it's right in the footprint. I'm sorry, 6:30 to 9.
Mickey Gordon, Executive Director of River North Residents Association, joining me this morning to discuss the Taste of River North coming up this weekend. And yes, of course, the bands as well. Couple of stages here for you guys, and can you tell us about some of the acts?
Yeah, we've got two stages. The main stage is on Ontario Street, or near Ontario Street on Wells. And we open up Friday night with Stash at 6 o'clock, and 8:30 Maggie Speaks. You know, and Stash does a lot of rock, disco, hip hop, R&B. It's sets are a mixed crowd, pleasing favorites that always get a crowd dancing. Maggie Speaks has performed all over 13 different countries. And there again, they're a renowned cover band. They're all great dance and music. On Saturday, we'll open up at 12:30 with School of Rock, 2 o'clock Y2K, 4 o'clock The Divas, an all-female rock cover ensemble, 5:45 Hello Weekend, and at 8 p.m. Rod Tufcurls and the Bench Press, which everyone loves. They draw a big crowd, and so we're excited to have them back. Our other stage is on Huron, and that is presented by Spy Bar, and it's house music. They curated the music on the DJ stage. It's a mix of national headliners as well as local favorites. Sheba San is an internationally known talent with headline on Saturday night. And you can see all those bands again at tasteofrivernorth.com.
All right, let's get to the main event for some people, and that would be the dog parade. Are you still accepting registrations, and what's the information on this parade of the pups?
Well, it's 11 o'clock is when it starts. We accept registrations online, and online is the best way to register. So you can register online, go to tasteofrivernorth.com. That's where all the information is, and you'll see something that's a dog parade, and it'll allow you to register there. There is an entry fee of $10, and again, that all benefits the advocacy work of the River North Residents Association. The dog parade is sponsored. Presented by Dog Hotel and Daycare. They've been a wonderful sponsor for 3 years, so we're excited to have them there. And every entry will get a really cute doggy bag, and we'll have prizes at the end for the winners of the contest. Contests will be judged small dogs, medium dogs, large dogs, best rescue, and best costume.
Mickey Gordon, Executive Director of River North Residents Association, joining me this morning on Score Values. You mentioned the $10 suggested donation at the front of the fest. Can you discuss a little bit about how much an event like this and those donations help with projects in the neighborhood and help an organization like the River North Residents Association?
Oh, Alex, I'd love to. Thank you for asking. So your $10 donation for the attendees really makes this festival possible. And as you mentioned, it supports our neighborhood advocacy work. We are a 501c3, and we do not receive any city from funding from the city. Over the years, these festivals have gotten more and more expensive, with cost of materials rising, bands, and of course, security. And we depend on those gate donations to be able to cover the cost of the festivals. It's essential. And you'll see there's something out there now that many people have heard of called Save Our Street Fest. And it talks about how unless we can get gate donations back up again, they've declined in the last several years, there's a concern from everyone that we'll be able to keep up these great Chicago traditions. So the gate donation is really, really critical, and it's only $10, critical to cover all the costs of the fest. And then anything that's left over goes to our neighborhood advocacy work. So, for instance, in River North, we offer free movies in the park and Ward Park that we purchase. We have free family activities again in Ward Park, three a year for spring, back to school, and Halloween. We clean, power wash the dog parks. We have a clean street initiative we work with that cleans over 30 blocks on the weekends while providing jobs for individuals overcoming poverty. And we also provide advocacy and public safety, responsible development, infrastructure, green space, and other events to build community. So the donation is really, really important. And we're always so grateful to those that are willing to continue. And I want to take this advantage to say thank you from your friends in River North.
Mickey Gordon, Executive Director of River North Residents Association. We are excited coming up this weekend, the Taste of River North, a 22nd annual event, Friday and Saturday, July 18th and 19th. One more time where people can find out more information about the fest.
It is at tasteofrivernorth.com. And Alex, I wanted to mention one more thing. A longtime sponsor of ours is East Bank Club, who's been with us almost since the beginning. And you'll see their name on the Ontario Street stage. So I just wanted to give them a shout out and a thank you because they've been a wonderful neighborhood supporter for years.
Outstanding stuff. Mickey, thank you so much.
Alex, thank you. Have a great day. And we welcome everybody to come out and join us and stop by the RNRA booth to say hi.
Absolutely. That is Mickey Gordon, Executive Director of River North Residents Association. Mickey, is there anything else you wanted to add in there?
Nope, just thank you for your time today, and we hope everyone will come out to join us and support the effort.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for joining me, and have a great weekend.
You too, Alex. Take care.
We now welcome Becca Gersh, the Executive Director of the Lakeview Roscoe Village Chamber of Commerce, to Score Values. Becca, good morning. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thanks for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, we're excited to have you as fest season is in full swing, and we are getting set for this weekend, the 18th annual Roscoe Village Burger Fest, July 18th through the 20th at the intersection of Belmont and Damon. What's in store this year?
Oh, this is one of my favorite events, not just because it's a part of our chamber, but I live on the footprint of this map. So even when I'm not working, I can hear the music and the celebrating below me. So it's a great one. We have over a dozen burger vendors. I believe we're at 13, which is our maximum. So it's a great representation from within our backyard in Lakeview and Roscoe Village, some of our great local favorites, as well as a wonderful sampling from throughout the city. And we have, you know, two live stages. We've got kids area. There's just everything you could ask for all ages. It's a great weekend.
Yeah. And first, before we get going, what are the parameters of getting in? Is there a suggested donation at the front? What are those details?
Yeah, you know, we have to spend a lot of money to get this event off the ground. You know, we've got to make sure it's safe, secure, that there's amazing vendors and music and entertainment and all that good stuff. So we do ask for a $10 donation at the gate. The event runs, it opens, I think you mentioned, the opening front is at Damon and Belmont, but it runs all the way out to Oakley. So you can enter on the side streets. We'll have smaller gates, but the big gates on the Oakley side and on the Damon side at Belmont. And $10 if you're feeling like it's a worthwhile investment to support the community, and it goes right back to the chamber and all the wonderful work we get to do in the neighborhood.
Yeah, we're going to actually get to that here in just a second, but I want to go back to the vendors and the fact that you mentioned was it 13 burger vendors?
Yeah.
And there's like a competitive aspect to this. Can you discuss that a little bit?
Very much so. It's really fun to watch. We've got two sort of routes for voting. So we have the People's Choice, where our attendees can text to vote for their favorite burger that they taste at the event. And then we also have a Judge's Choice. So that'll be some professionals or semi-professional burger tasters who get to taste all of the burgers at once and then crown the winner of the Taster's Choice. So we have some honored guests, Alderman Scott Wagsback, who is is our alderman for our service area, is joining us for probably the sixth or seventh year. He's a big supporter of the event, and I think he stops eating a day or two before he comes over to the table. But he gets his burger filled for the month of July, I believe. And then we have Dean Richards, who's a longtime, you know, sort of entertainment reporter and celebrity kind of, you know, guru in the neighborhood. And then we have a couple burger experts who are bloggers, and so they give their opinions on their favorite burgers, and we give out awards, burger shaped awards. It's really fun.
That is outstanding. What are some of the musical acts that people can expect?
You know, it's a great lineup. We find that, you know, during the day, there's really family friendly programming. We've got performers from School of Rock. So our homegrown musicians of all ages, from, you know, youth and teens to adults who are experimenting and or fine tuning their rock and roll skills, living out their rock and roll dreams. But then we also have some of the great, you know, the great draws. We've got, you know, on Sunday night, we've got Dancing Queen, the ABBA tribute band. We've got Tripping Billies, which is a great Dave Matthews band. We've got, oh man, I'm trying to think who else. We've got Friday night, we've got Blackberry Jam, which is kind of a folk rock, got a little bit of country vibe. They're really talented. And we've also got Hello Weekend, which is another great kind of festival favorite from around the city. So people know those names, and I think they give good energy, good vibes. And we've got two live stages, so there'll be music all day and all evening throughout the weekend.
Becca Gersh, the executive director of the Lakeview Roscoe Village Chamber of Commerce, joining me this morning on Score Values. Now, you mentioned that the family fun aspect of the 18th annual Roscoe Village Burger Fest, and I understand there's going to be plenty for the kids as well.
Yeah, for sure. We have a dedicated kids area along Levitt Street, so just off of Belmont on the 2100 block. There'll be bounce houses. There's also trailers with kids games and arcade games and all kinds of good stuff. And then we also bring in some of our local family-friendly businesses, and they have face painting, tables for crafts and coloring. So it'll be different programmings as you stop by, but all weekend there's great kids activities, both, you know, paid and a lot of sort of free fun stuff for the kids to participate in.
Any advice for people traveling to the fest?
I would say wear your comfortable shoes. I mean, obviously we're walking around on the street and sidewalk, and you know, it gets busy. So come early, but you know, come hungry. I think that's a good thing. Wear your sunscreen and take public transit. You know, we're the train's not right around the corner, but you can take the Belmont, get up at the Belmont stop and take the bus up to Damon, or obviously a ton of our neighbors walk over, and we love that too. So we think it's a great event for people who are local, but also people to come and enjoy Roscoe Village and learn a little bit about our neighborhood.
Yeah. Now, earlier we were talking about the $10 suggested donation at the front. Can you talk about, as the executive director of the Lakeview Roscoe Village Chamber of Commerce, what type of community projects that these proceeds from an event like this go to during the year?
Yeah, I mean, we are really community focused. We are obviously business focused. We have 470 plus members who represent all of the wonderful businesses that we support in the neighborhood. And that's our primary goal. But we also really support the community and program around the interests of the community. Right now, we have our Sunday Roscoe Village Farmers Market in Hamlin Park. You can stop there before you head over to the market. You can get your healthy food for the week and then come over and have lunch and a burger and a beer to kind of balance out a little healthy and a little junk food. That's one of my favorite, you know, favorite things we do is the Roscoe Village market. The baseball fields are right there, and people are coming with their coffee and then heading over to a game, and or vice versa, celebrating a win with some donuts and bringing home some strawberries and what have you. So that's an example. We also do wine walks. So we're highlighting, you know, the businesses, but also sort of entertaining and providing activations for the residents and ways to introduce them to some of the new businesses that they may not have interacted with before. So we have a couple of those wine, beer, different holiday walks throughout the community.
Becca Gersh, executive director of the Lakeview Roscoe Village Chamber of Commerce, the 18th annual Roscoe Village Burger Fest coming up. Becca, one more thing before we let you go. Where can people find out more information if they need some about the upcoming festival?
Yes, it's lakeviewroscoevillage.org. We're selling great t-shirts that say Meet Up, M-E-A-T, Meet Up at Burger Fest. So you can come see us at our tent on Belmont, and we also have some adorable dog bandanas that we're selling too. So your dog and you can be matching in your Burger Fest attire.
That is outstanding. Becca, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We now welcome Father Tom Hurley to Score Values as we get set for the Southside Summer Festival, returning to Marist High School for the fourth year in a row. Father Tom, good morning. How are you?
Alex, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, well, we're excited to have you on. Remember last year we were getting set for the third annual event, and what is in store this year on July 19th at Marist High School?
Yeah, we're excited. Our fourth year of doing the summer festival hosted here at Marist, and we're looking forward to some another great day, a great evening of music and entertainment. And our headliner is Poi Dog Pondering. And they're going to be with us. And then prior to them is going to be Michael Glubicki of Rusted Root. And to start us off for the day is going to be Red Pop Fury. And they'll start at 4 o'clock.
Now, Father Hurley, how I want to go back a little bit. How did this event come about?
This came about because I spent close to 20 years down at Old St. Patrick's Church, where I was the pastor. And when I finished up, I came out here to Marist, my alma mater, and I looked at this beautiful football stadium, and I thought, this thing sits empty over the summer. Wouldn't this be a great place for a great venue to have a lot of fun and a concert similar to the block party? It's a real easy equation. You get some music, you get some adult beverages, and you get some people, and you have a great time on a summer night. And so it's been great. People love it. They love being on the field, on the turf, and they enjoy some great music, and it's a nice place to be on the south side of Chicago.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. This is something that as soon as I remember you announcing that you were taking a break from Old St. Pat's, you were talking about, you know what, this is something that could come to Marist High School. This could be an event on the south side of Chicago. What type of reception has it gotten on the south side? Because I look at it, it's an event 21 plus, and yet still seems to be a very hit ticket for people during the summer.
It is, I mean, like I said, now we're in our fourth year, so now people have the lingo is in their jargon. They know about the Summerfest or Summer Festival, and it's at Marist, and everybody's always asking. They ask like in January, hey, who's the bands this year? So the fact that they're asking, they're curious, means that good. Now it's into their annual summer routine, which is great. That's what we love.
Yeah, what are the ticket and package options for people?
You got to be over 21. Tickets are $35 in advance. Again, pretty modest, very modest price. 40 at the gate. We've got a limited number of VIP tickets available. That's for $150. That includes beverages and some food. $35 gets you in the door, and then we'll have drink tickets, and we've got everybody's favorite flavors here of adult beverages, So we'll have a good time. And then Baracos. Baracos is a Southside institution. They came to us and we wanted to partner with them. So we're really excited to be with Baracos. They're going to have some great food available, and people will enjoy themselves.
How helpful are it is the proceeds from this event to projects for Marist throughout the year?
Oh, it's huge. Again, Catholic schools. Like I said, if we weren't doing this, somebody else probably would be doing it. Everybody's doing something because we have to continue to raise funds. The price of Catholic education is not going down. It continues to go up. And these funds are necessary for us to provide a Catholic education, especially for families that can't afford the full freight. And so, 60%, I'm sure it's true in all the schools, we're at 60% of our kids that come here receive some form of financial aid. And so this is a, we've just got to keep doing this, and we got to keep coming up with creative ways to raise necessary funds to make sure Marist and all the other Catholic schools stay alive and stay strong, because we are strong, and they need us out here on the South Side.
Father Hurley, any advice to people that are traveling to the event?
Well, first of all, plenty of parking. We've got ample parking. We've got great neighbors with Worth Township. We even have some overflow parking over there. But we've got ample parking here on the campus. Obviously, we recommend Ubering because we want to be safe and responsible, right? So I'd recommend that. But again, this is such a great place. We have such a great partnership with the 22nd District, our own security. So it's a wonderfully safe, beautiful environment here on the beautiful confines of Marist High School. And then, the other thing too, go in advance, not only to buy tickets, but also drink tickets. And you go on to Marist.net, get your tickets. It'll take you right to GoFan, and then you can buy tickets in advance for especially for drinks, so you're not standing in line for anything. And yeah, it's like an 8-pack for $64, and you get one free drink. And they'll be available this Monday, July 7th.
Father Hurley, what is your favorite fast food?
My favorite fast food. Well, I have to admit, for me, it's a slice of pizza. I like a beer. I like a slice of pizza. Hold it in one. Got beer in one hand. I got a pizza in another, and so that works for me. I'm a big pizza guy. I'm a Chicago guy. You have to have good pizza.
Yeah, absolutely. So when we talk about vendors and entertainment, I know you kind of previewed that, but is that something every year that you're kind of tinkering with, or do you kind of have some staples that come back every year?
Luckily, everybody's been coming back. We're very fortunate. We got some great partners. They love this party. They love us, and we love them. And so we're very fortunate that the same vendors are coming back with their products. And we're really excited about Barranco's because Barranco's is a, like I said, they're a neighborhood institution down here on the south side of Chicago. They got multiple locations. And yeah, so we're really looking forward. Fran Barranco has been nothing but great to us. So looking forward to it.
Yeah, and festival season is such a special time in the city. And what is it like for you to kind of to bring it to the South Side and to your alma mater?
Well, as I said, I mean, when I was down at Old St. Pat's, I mean, it got to a point that party went for 35 years, which is great. It was a great run, but the last year we had it was 2019. We were up against Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones over at Soldier Field, and it's like we couldn't compete. And so that's why we put it to bed after 35 years in 2019. But when I came out here, it was like, there's not as much competition, when you think about Northerly Island or concerts at, Soldier Field or Wrigley Field or whatever, that's kind of the downtown scene. People out here, and again, this is not attracting, if you will, kind of the kids in their 20s. They're going to the Lincoln Park and the Lakeview area, this is attracting kind of folks like me and you, with all due respect. It's like you're a young guy, but it's like it's attracting people that this is where they want to be. On a football field on the south side, they don't want to fight with traffic going downtown or anything like that. This is so convenient. It's fun. It's great weather. And by the way, even if it did rain like before, we've had no rain, but even if it did rain, with the field, it drains perfectly. So it's not like people are trudging through any like wet grass or anything like that. So, or puddles, which is great. So that's the other benefit of having it here.
Father
That's great.
Tom,
Stadium
yeah.
lights, we got the they got the big Jumbotron, the scoreboard. I mean, we put up the sponsors and everything. People love it.
Yeah, absolutely. Father Tom Hurley, we July 19th are getting set for the Southside Summerfest. One more time where people can purchase tickets.
Yeah, just real simple. Just go to Marist.net. Marist, Marist, go Red Hawks. Marist.net, and go on there and simple, simple, simple. Just go online and get $35 in advance.
Yep, to $35 in advance, $40 the day of. VIP tickets are available for $150. Father Hurley, thank you so much, and we're excited for July 19th.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks so much to all you guys at the Score. We really appreciate it.
That's going to do it for another edition of Score Values. If there's a topic you'd like to hear about on a future show, send me an email at scorevalues670@gmail.com. That's scorevalues670@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. This week's episode of Score Values on 670 The Score.